It's traumatic. There's no way around that. But not irreversible. At least not so far. I'll be fine, I told Nana. Body and soul. I told the children to wait outside. I want to say something to you and then put it behind us. Uh-oh. I'm in trouble again, aren't I? Back in the doghouse. She didn't return my smile, but she did take my hand in both of hers. I thank God for you every single day of my life, Alex, and I thank him for letting me raise you and see you turn into the man you did. But I want you to think about why you came to me in the first place, and what was going on between your poor parents before they died. Simply put, Jenny and Damon and Ali deserve better than you had. Nana stopped to make room for what was coming next. Don't make them orphans, Alex. Chapter 120. I started to speak my piece, but Nana Mama went on, gently raising her voice. I'm the first of us to go. Don't you dare argue with me. Finally, I just shrugged, which hurt my shoulder and neck. What can I say? Nothing. You say nothing. You just listen to my wisdom, wisdom of the ages. You listen, and maybe one day you'll finally learn something. We shared a long look into each other's eyes. A lump rose in my throat, although what I felt wasn't sadness. It was more like gratitude, and the most incredible love for this small, incredibly powerful woman.